You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. Unconquerable Goodwill is the title of this devotion, and oh, I love that title, unconquerable, undefeatable goodwill. Oh my goodness, friends, God would cause such a spirit, like David says in Psalm 23, verse 6, to follow us all the days of our lives, not conquerable, you know, goodwill and failures. No, God doesn't want failure to follow you in your life. He wants His goodness and mercy to follow you. And yes, like David, Psalm 27, verse 13, we got to stay in faith sometimes when it seems like, Lord, I just keep on stumbling. I keep on not succeeding. I thought I had come through. I'm in a good place. Now my heart is all clean. I'm excited. And bum, something happens. And again, I get hurt, or again, I make a mess of it. And we feel we don't have the unconquerable goodwill. We have goodwill, but it just doesn't last. It doesn't triumph in every situation. So today, he says there in Psalm 27, verse 13, what would have happened to me if I would not have believed, if I didn't stay in faith, that I would see your goodness? Come on. I know that sometimes all of us feel like goodness is not winning, evil is winning. But the Bible says in Romans 12, the last verse there, we overcome evil with good. In other words, good is what triumphs in the end. Good does triumph. It does win. And I want you to be encouraged today, because evil will be arrogant after the nature of which it come, from which it came, Satan. And it will act like you don't stand a chance. You'll never live through this. You will never win. You will never see better days. But that's not true. That's not true. The truth is, God is good. And every good and perfect gift comes from our Father, who will always give us the victory through Jesus, who overcame all evil through the goodness of God flowing from His heart like a river of love for the whole world. Oh, hallelujah, friends. That is the secret of seeing that unconquerable goodness, this undefeatable benevolence flood into and through your heart and renew you. And maybe you say, but Pastor, I was in such a good place. I had such a sweet heart. And then bam, bam, and I got hurt. That's like the battery. Every time you start the engine, boom, takes a jolt, where the enormous strength is pulled from that battery to start that engine. But while it's running, it gets recharged through the generator, gets recharged. And we need recharging constantly. Recharging how? I'll read it to you right here. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given. The love of God is the unconquerable goodwill. That is it. There is no real goodness apart from God. Jesus had in Mark chapter 10, a young rich ruler come running up to him and saying, Lord, what must I do to have eternal life? He said, good teacher, what must I do to have eternal life? And Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? Nobody is good but our Father. All goodness and mercy shall follow me, David says. Psalm 118, Psalm 136, so many psalms, they continuously teach us to keep singing it, to keep saying it, to keep singing it, to keep saying it. God is good and His mercy endures forever. God is good and His mercy endures forever. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, you know, we read a phenomenal story about Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. And he was being attacked by the people of Moab. Mount Seir and Amon, they kind of joined forces together against Israel throughout history. And that has some interesting history because Moab and Amon were the children of Lot, and Seir were the children of, no, excuse, were the, yeah, were the children of Esau. So Seir were the children of Esau, and it was in those days called Amalek. So Amalek, Amon, and Moab was a force. Amalek was the son of the oldest son of Esau, in which Esau had poured his hatred against his brother Jacob. And that tribe embodied that hatred of Esau. That's why, wow, you would never want to be an Esau. God hated Esau for disregarding what was offered to him in his inheritance for just a bit of pleasure of eating a stew, a red stew. He was therefore called Edom. Edom means red. My goodness, what a history that he brought into the world through his choices. And those three always had the nature to want to attack, and they came, all three of them, to attack Israel. And Jehoshaphat, he says, this might that's coming against us, I don't know what to do against it. I don't know how to stand up against this evil. I don't know how to stand up against this bitterness, this deep root of bitterness. I don't know how to stand up against this malice and anger and this evil that's coming against me. So what did he do, Jehoshaphat? Read it there, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. He set himself to seek the Lord. And he went before the Lord and began to worship and praise him and seek his face. Sometimes, folks, when certain evil forces try to come into our home and try to hijack our house, our family, our marriage, our health, our wealth, our well-being, we have to stop what we're doing and set ourselves to seek the Lord. And stop what you're doing. Stop it. Yeah, but I've got to go to work. No, it's not worth having your job and losing your house. No, you stop what you're doing and set yourself to seek the Lord. You begin to pray and pray in the Holy Ghost and pray and stand on the word and the promises of God. And goodness will come flooding into your being by the Holy Spirit, because it says there in 2 Chronicles 20, that when they were all standing together praying, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, came upon Jehaziel, and he said, you will not have to fight in this battle, for this battle is the Lord's. But take your position of worshiping him for his mercy and goodness. And they took their positions and began to say, the Lord's mercy and goodness endures forever. The Lord's goodness and mercy. Come on now. This is this unconquerable goodwill that you begin to declare the Lord's mercy and goodwill over your house, over your body, over your finances, over your marriage, over your life. Oh, hallelujah, I feel the anointing of all this, and it comes bursting through the gates of darkness that have been set against you and breaks the power. I tell you, this unconquerable goodness is God himself, who is good forever. And he himself will fight the good fight for you and give you victory. And this is the day to break through. Come on, this is the day to raise your hands. This is the day to say, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Therefore, he has anointed me to preach good news to my own house and to bring healing to my house and freedom from oppression and torment. And the Holy Ghost will be with you in power and in you in power, and you will see goodness and mercy overtake, overcome, and break through, not just now, but all the days of your life. This will be yours. Unconquerable goodwill. It will never fail, because God is good. Have a good day.